the perfect 12-0. That's the regular season record of the Wisconsin GLOW professional women's basketball team. The Oshkosh-based GLOW just finished their inaugural season in the Global Women's Basketball Association at the end of July, and this weekend the team will play in the league's championship tournament. It's being held at their home court, Menominee Nation Arena in Oshkosh. On the line now, we have the GLOW's head coach, Dan Carey. Dan, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity.
And Racine native Sam Logic is a guard for the GLOW. Sam, thanks a lot for joining us.
No, thanks for having us as well.
Well, congratulations to both of you, first of all, on this perfect season. Dan, take us back to what it's like to set up a brand new team, finding the talent, bringing them together, and forming into an unbeatable unit, apparently.
Yeah, it's been amazing. Obviously, huge credit to our general manager, Brad Fisher, for putting this team together. And our players have been incredible. You know, they're so unselfish, and the way that they've come together so quickly with limited practice time and a very unique game schedule has been amazing. And it's just a testament to who they are as people and players. Like I said, incredibly unselfish group, and really a pleasure to coach.
And Sam, looking through the roster, there's a lot of Wisconsin talent. Some players like you are from Wisconsin, or you're from Racine. A lot of players had played at UW-Madison, UW-Green Bay, and elsewhere. Talk about the Wisconsin connection that you and your teammates have.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of us have actually grown up either training together or playing against each other. Not many of us, besides our Green Bay crew, have played together too much. And like Coach said, a lot of us just, with being high IQ players, I think, overall, and unselfish, it came together pretty quickly with, like, clicking offensively and even defensively. So it's been really fun so far.
Dan, can you tell us a little more about the Global Women's Basketball Association?
Yeah, so we're a four-team league. It's been established for a few years, and you know, we're looking to grow and expand as we move forward with really quality franchises and with good fan bases. And just want to get – there's so many women that are so talented and love to play and still want to play, and just giving them the opportunity to play to supplement, you know, what they do overseas playing, you know, for the majority of the year. This is one avenue that they can have, and we really think we're going to be able to grow this and expand as we move forward, heading into next year.
And Sam, what kind of response have you gotten from the Fox Cities region?
I mean, I think our fan base has been awesome. I mean, besides St. Louis, who's been a franchiser for like 6 or 7 years. I think we matched them in attendance, at least as far as I could tell. So it's been really fun, obviously, having a lot of people, you know, girls from Green Bay, and being successful at Green Bay is helpful for the team. But, you know, a lot of times, I mean, like Coach said, we play overseas for 8 or 9 months out of the year, and our families, you know, go from either having the chance to watch or listen at some point for our 4-year career in college to not watching us at all, maybe watching a stream online, you know, in a 7 or 8 hour time difference. So, I know my family and friends are really excited to be able to see me again. I mean, besides my family, no one's seen me play live for 4 years or something like that. So, I think it just creates a lot of buzz, like Coach said, and letting us, come back and, you know, play in front of family and friends is truly a blessing for that.
And Sam, where have you played overseas professionally?
I played 1 year in France, and then I went to Australia. My third year was in Austria, and last year I was in Slovakia.
Dan, do you see women's basketball in the United States maybe picking up more steam, more respect, maybe to get to a point sometime in the future where American players will spend more time playing in the United States?
Yeah, I really hope so. I think that's the dream, right? And you know, I think it's definitely attainable. It's just going to take more and more people and more communities to financially back what we're trying to do and back these women because they deserve it. I mean, this has been, like Sam said, I mean, just it's been amazing seeing, you know, the support with their family and friends, being able to see them again. Like, this is what they should be able to do, right? And they should be able to do this year round. There's no reason that it shouldn't be this way. And we love that we're able to give them an opportunity like this. And we really think, I think as we move forward, there's definitely an opportunity because there are so many incredible players. And that's not stopping across the country that deserve this chance to do this and to do it in front of their home family and friends for sure.
Sam, we mentioned it's a four-team league. I know you've played some games outside of the league as well. but you're going to see the same teams, the same players again and again. Yeah. Does that give you some sense of rivalry as you go through your season?
Well, I think so. And I mean, what they say, it's always hard to beat a good team or, you know, three times. And so, you know, that'll be the case. The championship game, obviously, it's win or go home. So we got to take care of our business on Saturday to even get to that point on Sunday. But, I mean, when you start to know the players a little bit more, know that personnel, it can become like that. But, again, it's just playing basketball and playing basketball the right way. And that's what I think we've done all year and, have continued to grow doing that. So, like I said, we'd like to finish it out on Sunday with a win.
And Danielle, or that playoff coming up this weekend, is preparation for the championship a little different than the regular season?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, everything gets ramped up. This is what you play for, and we're expecting. I mean, we're going to get we've been saying this for weeks now. And once we, you know, started off strong, became a known commodity, that we're going to get everybody's best shot, and we have. We absolutely have, and we're expecting that this weekend. But we really, truly believe we have not played our best basketball yet either. And I'll take our best over anybody else's best any day of the week. And we're excited to do that this weekend in front of our home fans. It's going to be a tremendous challenge, but I know our players are going to rise up to it. And they're an ultra-competitive group, and I know their competitive fires are going to get stoked pretty good this weekend. And we're excited about it.
Sam, a lot of attention to women's sports. We've got your league. We've got the women's team success in the Soccer World Cup. I have a couple young women athletes in my own household. Do you have thoughts for girls and young women who are playing sports, maybe thinking of getting into sports today?
Well, no. I mean, I say do it. Try everything. Whatever it is. I mean, basketball, soccer, softball, volleyball, swimming. I mean, try a little bit of everything if you have that opportunity. I mean, it's a great place to learn life lessons and obviously staying healthy, like being physically active and stuff like that. But there are so many things that, you know, you learn through sport that just later in life are just going to be make you that much more successful. So, like I said, try anything. I played almost everything growing up, at least for a season, just trying it out. But it's been obviously a huge part of who I am and who I'll, you know, continue to grow and to be. So I couldn't speak highly enough of trying to get into something, find your passion in something.
And as we wrap up, Dan, your hopes for the team, this is the first season for the team. You got the championships coming up. What are you hoping for in the future?
Yeah, I think we're just kind of scratching the surface. We all want to see this be something that is sustainable over time and continue to give these amazing women this opportunity to continue to play and to play at a high level and form new friendships and connections and play in front of their family and friends. So, we need support. We need crowd support. We just need people to get behind us. And we really think that this is an amazing thing that we're just getting started with. So please, you know, for everyone listening, come out and watch us Saturday at 7:00. And then hopefully if we can get a win, we would play Sunday at 3:00 up in Oshkosh. You will not be disappointed. You can ask anybody that's come see us play this year. It is an absolute blast watching this team play and very family-friendly environment as well.
So. Dan, thanks to Dan and Sam. Good luck running the table this weekend. We've been talking to Wisconsin GLOW, their logo is a firefly, head coach Dan Carey and GLOW guard Sam Logic. We talked to him about the team's undefeated season and upcoming playoff tournament this weekend.